Today's daf is Beitza daf Chaf Ches, and we are on. We'll start with Chaf Zayin and Beis on the mission on the bottom, and we continue with various items, various activities. Now the parak is about to discuss that are Asur Midraban on Yantif in order to keep the Avira of the day, in order to make sure that Yantif is not looked at as a weekday. Yesterday we discussed the issues of Achshaveh based on the Rashi in the Mishnah, and the Tosfos we had on yesterday's daf, which we referred to a couple of days ago last week, where Tosfos had the important line based on the Gemara earlier. It's not really the Tosfos, it's the Gemara, but Tosfos emphasizes it towards the end of that Tosfos Dibur Maschal Va'al HaChala, where Tosfos says the reason that one is not allowed to bring a carbon on Yantif, even though we hold to the principle of Mitoch Shehutrol Ochel Nefesh, right? Tosfos quoted and emphasized the Gemara that once something is defined at least partially as going legavoha, so that half, that section, redefines the entire karbon, and the hedyot element is batel legabe legavoha, and that's the limud of lachemala legavoha, right? That's what Tosfos said at the end. Elavade batel echelko etzachel legavoha vavikiilu kulam legavoha. That was an important line in Tosfos based on the Gemara. Okay, so now we get to the next Mishnah towards the bottom. A nimnim al habehema lechadchila biyantif. One is not allowed to be literally counted or appointed to an animal lechatchila on Yantif. We'll have to see what that means in the Gemara. Aval nimnim aleh me'erav Yantif, but you're allowed to get appointed and discuss it before Yantif. V'shochatin u'machalkin b'neihem, and then shechted and split it up amongst them. What's the case? Ask the Gemara. My ein nimnim. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Ein poskin damim lechatchila ala behema b'yantif. We're not allowed to set a price. What does that mean? In the days of the Mishnah, the way that one dealt with butchers was not to go before Yantif and to buy meat and then put it in the refrigerator and have it for a couple of days and then cook it on Yantif, because that didn't work. Nobody had refrigerators. So what they did was, the animal was alive, and you go to the butcher on Yantif. A couple of people get together. They want to share an animal. So they go to the butcher, and they have an implicit agreement on Yantif, and that he gives them the animal, and they pay him after Yantif. So the Mishnah is telling us that if they have that type of agreement, that they go, a group of people go to the butcher on Yantif in order to get the animal, then they're not allowed to discuss price. There should be a distinction, even though there's no malacha being done, but there should be a distinction between weekday and Yantif, and therefore they can arrange it. As the Mishnah said, you could arrange it me'erev Yantif, and then shecht it and split it up on Yantif, but just not to discuss price, as the Mishnah says, ein poskin damim lechatchila, right? That is the Gemara. If you look in Rashi, there are two Gilyan Hashas on one Rashi. I don't know how many of these are in Shas. The Gilyan Hashas first on the deeper Hamaschil of Rashi. Ein poskin damim. Let's read the Rashi first. The Mekahu Memkar b'Shabbos u'biyantiv asur b'sefer Ezra. Because doing business on Shabbos and Yantiv is an Isser d'Rabbanan. Right? Isser d'Oraisa is obviously there's no Isser d'Oraisa happening here. There's no writing going on. There's no other malacha, but gzera, right? You're allowed to do a mekach u'memkar. Why not? So the first Gilyan Hashas quotes the Rashi later on that we'll have Ezra in 9 blot from now. Rashi Daf Lamed Zayin has 2 dais. What is the reason for the isra of mekach u'memkar on Yantif? Look, Rashi says over there, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, the mekach u'memkar dami shemotzi meirishuso lirishus hektish. Why is mekach u'memkar asur by hakdasha? Rashi there is going on the issue to be makdish something on Yantif. So Rashi says, because hakdash is similar to business, and business is also on Yantif. Why? First day in Rashi, aser min ha-mikra, dechsiv mimso chefso chavadabar davar, is an iser midivrei kabbalah. Not midal raisa, but midivrei kabbalah based on a pasuk in Navi, in Yeshayahu Nunches, right? That's the pasuk of Onik Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos, v'kibadato. So mimso chefso chavadabar davar. So you are prohibited on Yantif and Shabbos from acting, being involved in mimso chefsecha, in all of your issues. So business is called your issues. It's not called chefse shamayim. If you're to osing b'tzarchei mitzvah and be posting tzedakah for the shul or other various mitzvos, so that's okay, right? That's As we say in the Zmiras also, we talk about that Mecha Chomemka Roshe Mitzvah is Mutter. But if it's not, if it's not business, that's Aser, first day in Rashi, based on the Pasuk in Yeshayahu. Then Rashi quotes day number two, Inami Mecha Chomemka Asi Lidei Ksiva Shtar Mechira Gzeira Shemi Yechtov. Because usually when I do business, I record it. I want to make sure I remember what happened, who owes me money, who I owe them money. So therefore, Gzeir Shem Yechtov. Those are the 2 days in Rashi, why Mekach Obebkar is Aser. We'll have to talk about the Nafkaminas between those two reasons, Brother Shem, when we get up to it. For example, the question of Rebbe Kiva Eger, and that is, what about a Maisa Kinyan before Shabbos or Yontif, and the Chalosa Kinyan on Yontif? Is the Iser the Maisa or the Chalos or both? Right, the big shiloh of what happens when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. When do you sell the chametz? So you can't meet with a non-Jew on Shabbos. So can the rabbi meet with the non-Jew on Friday, the Maisa Kinyan, and have the chametz? But the people just still want to have their chametz till Shabbos morning, and have the chalos Kinyan kick in on Shabbos morning. That's the issue of Rabbi Kiva Eger, having the Maisa Kinyan before and the chalos Kinyan on, or part of the issue. Not the only issue, part of the issue of business on the internet, where the deal kicks in on Shabbos. Let's say somebody puts up a bid on one of these websites, on an eBay website, and they sign up and the deal is going to finish at midnight on Friday night. So I'm not going to do anything on Shabbos. I put in my bid before Shabbos. And I hope I'm going to win. So I hope nobody else is going to bid. So is that considered a chalos kinyan on Shabbos? Can you back out of that? You're going to get fined. That's the first issue. What is that considered? Assuming it is a chalos kinyan on Shabbos, is that mutter or aser? So that might be tali on these 2 days. Gzeira shem yichtov. You might say that the gzeira shem yichtov only kicks in. You might write things by the maisa kinyan, not by the chalos kinyan. Mashekid, if it's based on the pasuk in Yeshayo, you might say that even a chalos kinyan would be aser. Again, there's a lot more than those are the 2 days in Rashi about Gzeir Mishav Mekach Umemkar, and that is what Rabbi Kiva Eger here refers to on the Rashi. Number one. Number two, then Rabbi Kiva Eger has another note on the last line in Rashi, B'Sefer Ezra. And he notes, we have this back in Sukkah, you see Sukkah Daf Lamed Zayin, and elsewhere, that sometimes Rashi calls Sefer Nehemiah Sefer Ezra. Because Ezra and Nehemiah are considered one. We discussed Achim Masechah Sukkah. Maybe for various reasons, Nehemiah's name is left off. Maybe he has some type of onesh. But either way, Chazal and Rashi call Sefer Nehemiah Sefer Ezra. Because it's one Sefer. If you add up the 24 books of Tanakh, they're counted as one. Just like the Shmuels are called one, and Malachim's are called one, and some of the other Sfarim are looked at as, well, the Treyas are one. Either way, that is the two comments of the Gilyan HaShas on the Rashi here. So we continue. So the Gemara says that Shmuel explains the Mishnah that we're not allowed to discuss price on Yontif. Remember, Mishnayis at the end of Shabbos had the same ideas of it regarding Shabbos. Even if there's some flexibility in terms of certain looks like business dealings on Shabbos, but it can't be in the regular manner that business is done in the regular place with the same language. Hashileni, remember you the Lashonos of borrowing instead of lending, all different limitations that the Mishnayis discuss there in Shabbos. So similarly here, we're not allowed to discuss price on Yontif. Hey Chiyav, it's what should you do? So I'm a Rav. Maybe Shtei Behemos. Meaning, what's the problem? How does he know the price? How is he going to remember how big the animal was? How does he going to know what to charge the customers after Yontif? So Amarav says, maybe Shtei Behemos, bring two animals. Umamida Zuetzel Zu. Get two cows and two sheep and sell one of them, and the other one will be similar build, similar size. V'omer zukazu, and just say this one is like this one, okay? Good. And then he gives him the animal, and then after Yontif, they'll be ma'arich and estimate how big the animal that is left is worth, and in that way, he'll know how much to collect. Tanina Mihachi, the Braisa also says in the Tosefta, Lo yomar adam l'chaveira hareini imcha b'sela, hareini imcha b'shtayim, should not discuss price, one or two, aval omer lo, hareini imcha l'mechza l'shlish v'lorvia. You could do percentages, 50%, half, a third, because that's not a specific amount, and that would be okay on Yontif. Okay, number one. Next Mishnah. Again, all of these Mishnayos now discuss the issue of Zilzul of Yontif and not acting in the same way on Yontif as we do during the week. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shokel Adam Basar Kineged Hakli Okineged HaKofitz. Okay, so the butcher shechted the animal, because you're allowed to shecht on Yontif. So now he's going to weigh out pieces of meat for each of the customers. So how does he weigh? Regular weighing also is not appropriate on Yontif, using the regular scales in one's store. Can't use regular scales. We know on Shabbos there's already an Issa D'Rabbanan a Medida, Bechlal, Gzeira Shem Yichtov. You're not allowed to measure anything on Shabbos, except for Litzorach Mitzvah. Litzorach Mitzvah is Mutter. Medida of a mikveh if it's needed, Medida of how big a piece of matzah is, Medida of Shem Mitzvah, Medida for Refuah. Right, measuring out medicine also is considered Litzorach Mitzvah. But let's say somebody's making a salad, and you want to make salad dressing on Shabbos, so we should not, the post can say, one shouldn't be so exact. Right, half a tablespoon of this and half a teaspoon of this. Medida should be, you know, not so exact, because that's the Issa D'Rabbanan. Medida, Litzorach, anything else besides Mitzvah is Issa D'Rabbanan. That's the last Mishnah in Shabbos. Last Mishnah Shabbos talks about that the topic of Medida. So Rabbi Yehuda says, what about weighing? That's also considered measuring. So how does one weigh? So Rabbi Yehuda says, you can weigh, you can put a meat, what kind of scales did they have in the days of the Mishnah? They had a scale with two sides. You put weights on one side, and you put what you're weighing. You know how much the weights are. What the weights are, and that was the Gemara, they talk about people who used to trick, who used to make the weights heavier or lighter, right? That was the dice players, right? That sugya in Sanhedrin. So that's normal weighing. You have weights, and you put whatever you want to weigh on the other side. So Rabbi Yehuda says, what you're allowed to do is to do it in an unusual way. You can weigh a piece of meat on one side, kineged hakli, right? You can put a kli on the other side. Can't put the regular way. Oh, kineged hakofetz, or to put a big knife on the other side. Rashi says on top, tabach hamocher basar, b'mishkal. A person, the butcher, can weigh out the meat. Afa pish asa lishko belitra. Dehainu maisa chol, mutu lishko kenegana kli, kenegana kofitz. You can put another, a knife or some type of kli on the other side, because that's a shinui, and that's not uvdin de chol, that's not normal weekly activities, and you'll know. People will like, oh yeah, it's yantif. People will recognize that fact because it's being done in an unusual way. V'chachamim omrim, no, you need even more. Ein mashkichin b'kapo zayb kol ikri. You can't use the scale. You can't use the scale. Forget putting something else on the other side. You cannot use the scale at all. Rashi and the Rashba expands on this. The limitations are even more so for a butcher in his store. If you're in your own house, the Rashba says, then you have more flexibility. Because you're in your house, even if you have a scale for home purposes, that would be okay. The Isser is more for a tabach, because that's really uvdin d'chol. That is the Chachamim. You can't use the scale at all. So my kol ikker. So what is kol ikker? Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, afilu l'shamro min ha'achbarim. What happens if your scale is hanging from the ceiling? And you just want to put your meat in the scale because you don't want the animals to get it. That's the only purpose of putting it on the scale. That's also not allowed. Afilu l'shamro min ha'achbarim. Even l'shamro, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, it's only if you have another item on the other side of the scale. If you're only using one side of the scale and you're weighing it down, and there's nothing on the other side, then that would be okay. The Mishnah Berurah says the only issue is if there is something on the other side of the scale. That's the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Tav Kuf. Sif Katan Tes, in the Mishnah Berurah. Interesting that even if your kavana is just to put it, prevent it from the animals getting it, isn't that what we call a psik resha? Psik resha, but it's a psik resha of an Issa D'Rabbanan. There's an Issa D'Rabbanan to use a scale, and you're going to put it in there, but your kavana is just to prevent it from the achbarim getting it. Is it a malachin or svich l'guba, but the whole thing is Issa D'Rabbanan. So what kind of, it's a malacha, it's a different kavana than the Rabbanan have, but so how do you, that's a general question that we've dealt with in past Masechtas. What is the difference between a psik resha delonichale and a malacha shenasrich legufa? What's the difference between those? So is this, malacha shenasrich legufa is usually used by isure actions that are usually asur d'oraisa, that you're doing for a different purpose than what was done in the Mishkan. Here the whole thing is Rabbanan. But what about psik resha? But we usually paskim that this Mishnah fits in. Psik resha by one derabanan is also aser. Psik resha by a double derabanan might be mutter. So this Mishnah might, that's a machlokas, but it could be that this Mishnah is also hinting to that shita. Psik resha even by only one iser derabanan would also be would also be Aser. It's discussed in Hilcha Shabbos. But either way, Lashama Menachbarim is also Aser as long as there's something on the other side of the scale. What about, oh, let's continue a little bit. Amarev Idi Bar Avin, Vahu Detalya Bitarita. It's only Aser if it's hanging mamish on a regular scale. If there's a ring on top that's holding the scale down, so that's Mechsi as if it's being put in there for weighing purposes. V'yam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tabach Uman, Aser Lishko Basar Biyad. An expert butcher, an Uman, cannot even weigh it. Forget the scale. What about in one's hands? What does it mean in one's hands? Rashi says here, first skinny lines, to take a weight in one hand and put the meat in the other hand. And comparing. That's what's Aser, according to Rashi. Says the Rush. What does it sound like from Rashi? What if not? What if just the butcher's going to pick up the piece of meat? Not using any weights. But the butcher is such an expert in meat that he can tell what it weighs just by holding it. Sounds like according to Rashi, that'll be mutter. Rashi specifically throws in, it's only if you have the weight in the other hand. The Rush himself says, I disagree. Even if you have an expert, even just weighing it in one hand, even just taking it and holding it and seeing how much it weighs, that would also be a problem. Says Rush, Mash medafka ki agavna aser shedomer lakaf moznayim avalim yodeya lachavin amishkal biyado achas mutter. That's what he says, like from Rashi. Velo nire deim kain havile lameimar avoshokel biyado achas umeniach. Should have used a more explicit lashon to say it's mutter. Shokel biyado achas. So the Rush says, also that's aser. I think it's aser even just in one hand. Sometimes you have the butcher. Forget the butcher, right? What happens? Sometimes you have a pediatrician who can lift up a baby and know what the baby weighs, because they're so expert in their field. So you have different areas. So is that allowed? Is that allowed? Litzarech, whatever the tzarech is. So the Rashi here says, even without weighing in the other hand, that would be Aser, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rush. Paskins like the Rush, in Simin Tav Kuf, he says, Aser lishkol basor afilu bebeso leida kama yevashel. Right, what are you weighing stuff? No, you know that you're recipe calls for this amount of meat, means this amount of salt, and this amount of other spices, so you want to know how much meat you're putting in. So, aser lishko basar afilu bebeso, says the Shulchan Aruch, lei dakama yevashel, to know how much to cook. V'afilu litno bakaf moznayim l'shamro min ha'achbarim aser, imi tluya b'makam shurikivim lishko ba. Right, if it's tall, it's hanging in the normal place. What? This is even in a house. It's even in a house.
One's for business, one's for cooking.
Oh, so he's even l'shem cooking, the Shulchan Aruch says.
It's only
Levashel. What about flour? How much do we weigh the other things? We can measure out, but again, as long as you don't do it in an exact way. Don't do it in an exact way like you do, like you would normally do it on weekday. So even if in your house, if you lishkal manak and egan manasar, umuter lishkal biyado, you can take it in your hand to measure it, but not dafka to specifically weigh it to know how much you have. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Dafka bazeshu hashara ba'alma. In estimation. So it's not looking at it now, it's not 100% clear who he passes like Rashi or the Rush. But that is the discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's continue. Other issues coming up relating to making your actions on Yontif different than on Shabbos. Different than on a weekday. V'yamar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. Aser lasos beis yad bebasar. You can't make a handle on the meat. Why would you make a handle on the meat? So let's say you want, they didn't have plastic bags in those days. You go to the butcher, and the butcher wants to give it to you to make it easy for you to take it home. So you would cut a piece of meat, cut the meat so you can hold it. So you have a handle to hold the meat with. So, aser lasso space yad basar, also there, that is uvdin dechol. Amar avina ubiyada shari. Right, but you're not allowed to make it a base yad, right? A nekev, but biyad shari. What does that mean? Rashi linkov beetzpa'o, to stick your finger in. Right, that's okay. You can't use a knife to make a nice perfect hole, but to stick your finger in, that would be okay. Amar avuna mutter lasa simen bebasar. You can make a simen in the meat. Why would you make a simen in the meat? So it doesn't get confused. Rashi shelo yachli feyu hanoso. Let's say the butcher is sending meat home to his wife. So he could put a simen in it that's not uvdin dechol. Right? That's not like making a handle, which, because making a handle, that has to do with business. That has to do with relationship and what you do for a customer. But here, it's what you do for yourself, and therefore will be mutter. Ki hadar Abba Bar Afuna, mechadik la'atlas karnasa. Like Abba Bar Afuna used to cut his meat into a triangle. See, Rashi has a picture to make sure we know what it means. Right? Atlas karnasa, to three corners. He used to cut his meat in that way in order to make sure that his family would recognize what this piece of meat is. Ask the Mefarshim, what, a guy can't make it into a triangle? What, he can't make it into a triangle? What is the, what's the adifus of making it into a triangle? Ask the Tosfos Rid, right here on our Gemara. Says the Tosfos Rid, ve'eno nirali. We'll start from the beginning. Pirish Hamore. That's what the Tosfos Rid calls Rashi throughout Shas. Pirish Hamore, the teacher. The teacher says, so the Tosfos Rid in Italy had Rashi. Rashi was already there. Simin bavasa shalech lifenu anoso v'rabek shayim shalech basa lebeso hayaraga lasos kol chaticha betlas kranos v'kvar hayimakir nashi beso shazaya simin shalo. Right, that's Rashi's pshat. Ubeperek elu mitzias pirish shahaya osa rabba simin kishahaya hasholchan biyad goy kishahaya sholchan biyad goy. Rabbi used to do this when he used to send the meat home with a non-Jew. Why? Because there's a principle called basar shenis ali min ha'ayin. So we know in Yaradeya from Maseches Chulin, if basar, if fleshix is out of Jewish eyesight for any amount of time, that there could be a hachlafa, so then one is not allowed to do that. Veino nirali. Da'atu im haya rotzeha nos'o lahachlifo. Lo haya yodea lasos. Gam hu tlas karnas labachaticha shalosh ay rotzeha lahachlifo. What, it's so hard to make cut a piece of meat into a triangle? I understand how that would work, says the Tosfos Rid. No. I argue with saying that this Tlas Karnasa was because of Basar Shenis Al Min Ha'ayir. Because it wouldn't help. A guy could also cut it in this way. You know why this is helping for? It's helping for the issue of, part of the issue of Basar Shenis Al Min Ha'ayir is not that a guy would switch it, but a bird would switch it. An orif. So that, we don't assume that if an orif takes one triangular piece of meat, that he's going to substitute it with another triangular piece of meat. That we don't have to worry about. A gah, yes. So that's what the Tosfos Rid here says. V'lo ha'os ha'ze el ha'bavar ha'orvim, the svira le'kirav, to amar basar kivash and ela min ha'ayim asur, the chayshina shemechlifa ha'orvim, u'bavar zayim asamnon atlas karnasa, shema ya'alimu b'nei beso, Einam mimenu v'yasar. That is the basar. So the issue, what is basar shenis al min ha'ayim? Is it a worry about orvim? Is it a worry about goyim? So that's what the Tosfos Rid says. If you say the shalosh karnasa is for basar shenis al min ha'ayim, then you'd have to say it's for orvim. They tell a story about a certain gadol that one time he was on a plane and he had his meat out, and he was about to eat his meat, and then he realized he didn't wash, right? He held, I guess, that the other thing is bizonus rolls, so he goes and he washes, and he comes back, and he realizes that he had left his meat open. He had opened it from the double wrapping, and he had left his meat open, and it was meatballs. His story is written, it's recorded, and he realizes he doesn't know who this guy next to him is, and he eats his roll, but he, like, leaves over the meatballs, and the guy next to him says, "Why aren't you eating your meatballs?" So he says, "Nah, I'm not in the mood for them." So what do you mean? You were about to eat them, and you, I don't understand. He says, "I'm not really, hungry anymore." He's like, "No, what do you mean you're not hungry? Come on." He sees it. Finally, he says, "You know, there's a halacha." He tells him the Jewish law, and the guy's face turns ashen white. There's ashen white. He says, "Rabbi," he says, your rabbi's wisdom is unbelievable. Because you should know, when your food came, I smelled it, and it smelled great, and I didn't get my food. You had to give the kosher food first. So I was very hungry, so I took one of your meatballs. And when my food came, I switched one, and I put one into yours." So, it says, Kama gedolim, divrei chachamim. Kama gedolim, divrei chachamim. Right on an airplane. Right, that's the, basar shenis ali min ha'ayin. Okay. But that's, by the way, why, by fleshix, the hashgacha is on a different level, right? A mashgiach tmidi, and not just, yotzi v'nichnas, because of this halacha of basar, shenis alei min ha'ayin. Okay, we continue. I wanted to mention the Shvus Yaakov relating to this, on Yontif, whatever the issue is about making it into a triangle. So he has a tshuva, Shvus Yaakov, and chilek beisim and chavav. Makam sheshochten etzel akam uminak ashochet l'rashem al habasar osios besakin. What about writing on the piece of meat? Is that okay on Yontif? What if you're allowed to shecht, and let's say you want to write on the meat, you know, whose family is going to, or you want to write the butcher's name, is that okay? Or that it was shechted today. It says, Maka basar osias besakan hainu yom ashchita, ubeki agavna, im mutu lasos kem biyantif alo. Is that allowed? Are you allowed to write on meat on yantif? So usually writing in food is not a problem, right, in food. But unless it's l'shem writing, like a birthday cake, right? So writing with that we're machmir for, l'chadchila, right, in terms of the writing, in terms of the erasing. So what about writing on a piece of meat? So, al dvar lichtov besakan al abasar biyantif nirali deshari, tahavit sarech ochol nefesh. I think it's mutter. Ulahedya amrina perakein sadin. Amar Rafuna mutter laso simn bavasar. Like Rabbi Rafuna would used to cut it into a triangle. V'chein pasak Rambam. And therefore this is just like cutting it into a triangle. V'yafti ish makom lebal din lachlok v'lomar. And even though you could argue and say, didafka simane v'roshem ba'alma aser. Okay, the shaping it into a triangle might be aser, but mom is writing? Writing words on meat? Mashenkin ksiva besakin ala basar? So, why should that, maybe there's a big difference? He says, no, I don't think there's a difference. Ze'eino. Because the Mishnah says in Shabbos that the whole reason, the whole root of the malach of ksiva is roshem. And therefore, I don't think there is a difference. V'ksiva ala basar lo havi derech ksiva bakach, v'lo adif mi roshem ba'alma, u'bochol nefesh b'yantif yesh lahatir, shlo nimno'im misimchas yantif. Because if you don't allow this, you know, the butcher might not even give the meat in the first place. If you could do it in any other unusual way, then it would be better. But Mikra Din, it would be okay. Good. We continue. There's one other point, but let's just do a couple more lines first. Says the Gemara, Rav Chiya v'Rav Shimon b'Rebbi, Shoklin mana k'negan mana b'yantif. They used to weigh one portion, keneged another portion, mana keneged mana. So come on, who do they hold like? Lo k'Rebbi Yehuda, lo k'Rabbanan. They don't hold like either. Ik Rebbi Yehuda, if it's like Rebbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. So Rebbi Yehuda says, you can even do more than that. Ha'amar shokel adam baser keneged akli, o keneged akofitz. Right? Or not more than that, just different than that. You could use another kli. Keneged akli in, keneged midiachrini lo. You could measure meat keneged kli. That's called unusual. But meat keneged meat, maybe you can't do. Ikra banan ha'aminan emashkichan bekapon zayim kolikr. You can't use the scale at all. So who are these tanam going like? What, there's a third opinion? Would rather not say there's a third opinion if we didn't have to. So in huta avid k'reb Yeshua, they all like k'reb Yeshua. Yeshua says meat k'negan meat. Titania Yeshua omer, shoklin mana k'negan mana biyantif. That is allowed. So three different opinions, what is allowed. Before we get to the psak, one other issue brought up here in Rav Zilberstein in the Chashukei Chemed, where he discusses if regarding shaping food items on yantif. So he has a case. Sheila, homey be yantif. It's yantif, and he wanted to light a candle. Let's say it was yantif already, and the woman didn't light yantif candles before yantif. Lachadchila, that should be done. Covered yantif, even though really you can light fire on yantif. But lachadchila, the mother of the drisha, the ema drisha in the Hakdama to Yaradeya, her two haaris, the drisha, the great commentary on the tour, has two haaris from his mother in his Hakdama to Yaradeya. Number, and they both have to do with lighting candles on Yontif. Number one, he says you should light candles on Yontif different than Shabbos. You should make the bracha first. And number two, you should make sure to light them before Yontif because of covered Yontif and not light them on Yontif. But let's say somebody is late. And usually this woman uses, let's say in the days of old, maluk b'pontimim kosiyot. They're little cups and you put some oil in there and you put a wick in. And the cups, you know, there are no more cups and it got broken. So the person thought he has an idea to make a hole in a potato and use it l'shem a candlestick. You scoop it out and you shape it into a pamot, into a neria, and therefore you're allowed to use it. You're allowed to use that. You're allowed to shape food. He was just spoke about shaping food. Shaping food to use as a kli. That's basically the question. Are you allowed to shape food to use as a kli on yantif? So he says me'ekra din l'charet shemi mutter. Because there's no tikkun kli by food. It's not really a kli. It's not going to last. So Mikra did it. Shemi mutter. And then he said, my father-in-law of El Yashiv said, but one second. If you make it into a candlestick, it's going to become disgusting. It's no longer going to be food. And maybe then it's going to turn into a kli. Because it's not going to be food anymore. And he said, I answered my father-in-law, sheyitachein deberega harishon, shetoche vesaner. At the first second, what you do is not disgusting. It only becomes disgusting later on. But that's not your issue. So he said, well, if you put tinfoil on it, then it's for sure no issue. Because that's going to protect it, and it's not going to lose its status of a potato. I don't think anybody's going to eat it anyway. It's going to smell like oil. But that's his discussion here. Again, the yesod is, can you make a piece of food into a kli on Yantif? Anyway, Amar Rabbi Yosef, finishing up this section, Halacha Rabbi Yeshua, we posit like Rabbi Yeshua that you're allowed to measure mana, kenegan mana. Why? Ho'ol v'tznan b'becharos kavasei. Because in becharos it says like him. That is the case where weighing different items are discussed, and that is the context where we speak about other issues of weighing, so that's why that has more weight. No pun intended, in halacha. Ditznan. Besulei ha-mukdashin, what does the Mishnah say there in Becharos? If somebody has a karban that became pasul, hana'asan lehekdesh. Rashi quotes the whole first part of the Mishnah. We know, generally, if a karban becomes pasul, it still remains kadosh until it is redeemed. Besulei ha-mukdashin. And there's still an iser, there's still limitations on what you're allowed to do with the karban. What's called iser giza v'avoda. You're not allowed to shear the normal way, you're not allowed to work in the normal way, And the Mishnah says, because when you sell it, the proceeds are going to go to Hekdesh, you're allowed to sell it in like the normal marketplace area. Because you want to get the best price, because the money's going to go to Hekdesh. That's Psuli HaMakdash HaNazan LaHekdesh, therefore you could sell it in the normal way. But, Bechar, says the Mishnah, a Bechar and Meiser. A Bechar, what happens to a Bechar if it gets a Mum? If it gets a Mum, we spoke about this last week, then it's Mamona Shel Kohen. So the profits are going to go to the Kohen. So because of that, you're not allowed to sell it in the normal litra and itlis in the regular marketplace. You have to do it with a shinui, sell it in a different place, because it's more limited. But then the Mishnah says, even though it's more limited, v'shotlin mana k'negan mana b'bechar, but you can weigh mana k'negan maga. So just like you could do that by Bechor, you could do that on Yantif. Just like it's not a bizayin of Kudshim to do that by a Bechor, so too, that's by Bechor, so too Rabbi Yoshua must be right when it comes to Inyanim of Yantif, that you're allowed to do that on Yantif. Also, it's not a bizayin of Yantif. Fine. Armalei Abaya, V'dim Alohi. 1 second. How can you compare the cases? We're comparing a Mishnah about Kudshim, about Bechor, to Yantif. Maybe they're not comparable. At Kalokam Rabbi Yeshua Hacha. When does Rabbi Yeshua say it here by Yantif El Deleka Bizarin Kachim? There's no carbon involved. So maybe there's less of a standard that he needs. Abel Hasam Dika Bizarin Kachim Lo. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua would not agree to that. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua would say that you have a higher standard by Bechor, or the opposite. Inami akal kami rabbanan hasam elamishem delo mechzik uvdin dechol. Over there, there's no issue of uvdin dechol, which might be a larger category of halacha than just dealing with a karban. Aval hacha de mechzik uvdin decholo. Period. So the Gemara ends off by saying maybe there's no raya from Bechoros, because maybe you shouldn't compare Hilchos Kadshim and Hilchos Yantif. Says the Gemara, Lameimra, to Kapti Ahadadi. So the end, Lameimra, is this to say that they are makpid on each other? What do you mean, Lekapti Ahadadi? Rabbi, right, the earlier Tanoim of Rabbi Chi and Rabbi Shimon Barabi, that they were weighing out the meat. Well, they have to be so exact? Are they makpid on each other? But look at the following story. Vahanu Shei Benisi, see, there was a story of 7 fish. Dasu Lebe Rebbe, that Rebbe's house got. Vishtaka Chamish Mi Benayu Be Rebbe Chi. Avalo Kavad, Rebbe Shimon Barabi. You see, they got along very nicely. They were makpid on each other. One got 5 fish, one got 2 fish. So, what do you mean they were measuring it to be so exact? So, Amara Papa. Okay, you're right. It must be a different person involved. Shadi Gav Rebbe Nayu. Throw a different person in between them. E Rebbe Chia, Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi. E Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Bar Kapara. Okay, so it must be a different person involved, because those two people earlier were not makpid on each other. The Sharm Siyana Balacha here points out based on a shach, a very important shach. The shach in Choshe Mishpat, is Ibn Shinun Ches, discusses, are you allowed, what happened here? They're not makpid on each other, and then they brought a raya from the case that was 7 fish, and one got 5, and the other one came like, oh, and they only got took two, and he wasn't makpid. If I know that my neighbor or friend won't be makpid about something, am I allowed to take it without permission? Let's say it comes up all the time. Comes up in a school setting. It comes up in a shul. Let's say the candy man is not in shul. Let's say the person who has a gemara is not in shul. Am I allowed to borrow something without permission? If I know they would be here, they would give it to me. Is that allowed? Sounds like from the Gemara it is. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. That's what the Shach says. The Shach says if it's a good friend, if it's a neighbor, if you know somebody would not be makbid, so then you're allowed to. That's what the Gemara says. These Tanoim, you know, weren't makbid, and you see that they would be, okay, that's the Shach. He's in the beginning of Simin Shin Yud Ches and Choshe Mishpat. He says based on the Tosfos, it sounds like it's a problem, but the Shach says it's mutter. Why Tosfos seems to say it's aser? Why? Because Tosfos compares it to Yeish Shalom Midas. Just like we paskin Yeish Shalom Midas is lo have a Yeish, so too this is like a Gilui Das that's coming later is not going to be good enough. But the Shach says don't compare this to Yeish Shalom Midas. Don't compare this. Why? Because over there, ultimately, you still don't know where it is, and you're basically forced to have Yeush. But here, it's basically Zachal Adam Shlomo Fanav. You're being mizakim in a mitzvah, right? You know he's going to be misrat. Says therefore behetera asal yadei, and it shouldn't be a problem. And this Gemara is one of the sources that is quoted. The Shach doesn't quote this, but one of the sources that is quoted to back up the Shach. Something that comes up all the time. Good. Says the Mishnah. Ein mashchizin es hasakin biyantif. Other actions that are required to be done in a different way on yantif, and maybe not even on yantif. So what does the Mishnah say? You can't sharpen the knife on yantif. This already is getting into a different issue, and that's the issue of machshire ochal nefesh. The Shin Mekubetzes already here discusses the order of the Mishnayos, because we just had a Mishnah about weighing things. Now we have a Mishnah about sharpening knives. And if you turn over the page for a minute, if you look at the bottom of today's daf on Amud Beis, the next Mishnah also goes back to the issue of weighing items. So why do you have weighing items, and stuck in the middle of the weighing items, you have the sharpening of the knives? So the Shin Mekubetzes here, you can look there, discusses the order. So the Tanakhama says you can't sharpen it at all on a regular sharpener. You can put two knives together, because that is an unusual way to do it, right? It's not nira kimisakein, and therefore that is mutter. Amar avuna lo shanu ela b'mashcheze shaleven. The only iser is with a stone sharpener, because that is a serious sharpener that is used. Avu b'mashcheze shaleitz mutter, but a wooden one is okay. Amar avuda mashmuel hada amar shaleven aser, and even that which I said, the stone one is aser. Lo amar ela lechadada. It's only if your reason is to sharpen it. Avala ha'avir sham nunisa. What if you just have some fatty substance on the knife that you want to get off? Mutter. That's mutter if that's your real kavana. It happens to be sharpened along the way, but if that's your real kavana, it's okay. Why? Because it's machshiri ochal nefesh, which usually is not allowed. But here, if that's not your kavana, it's not mamish, a normal isser. Right? Like you might ask this to the case that we just said before. Hanging up. So that already is aser mishum ovdin dechol, and that's going to be aser even if that's not your kavana. I forgot to mention, you also might say ovdin dechol is result-oriented, not just the maisa-oriented over there. So therefore, even if that's not your kavana, it's still a bizoyin of yontif objectively, ovdin dechol. Here you don't have that issue. If it's to get off the fat, it's mutter. Michlal, the bishal eis, afil chadadanami mutter. Mashba, but that by the wooden one, even to sharpen it would be mutter. That's the first version. Ika the Masi La Seifa, and some have it on the second line of the Mishnah. Bishal Eitz Mutter, right, of the second line of Rav Huna. That he says, with a wooden one, it's Mutter. Amr Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel Adam Rav Bishal Eitz Mutter, that which we said is Mutter. Lo Amron Elo Lahav Rishan Nunisa. Only to remove the fat. Avalachad Ado Aser. But to sharpen it would be Aser, even on the wooden. Michlal the Bishal Evan Afi Lahav Rishan Nunisa Aser. Mashba, then on the stone one, even to remove the fats would be Aser. And third version, Ika Damasi La Masti Son. Some have this discussion on our Mishnah. Ein Mashchizin is a Sakan Biyantif. You can't sharpen it on Yantif. Amar of Yudah Mashmuel, Lo Shon Elo Lachadada, Avalahavar Shamnu Nisa Mutter. Right, you could get off the, if the Kavan is to get off the fat, it's Mutter. Michla, Dagabe Chaver, Tavil Lachadada, Nami Mutter. Mashma, that if it's on itself, the second half of the Mishnah, it's Mutter. Vika Damasi La Seifa. And some have his Shmuel's comment on the second half of the Mishnah. Remember, same comment of Shmuel. But is it on the first half of what Rav Huna said, the second half, or the first part of the Mishnah, or the second part of the Mishnah? So now we're on the fourth suggestion. Ava masiyah gabe chaverta. You can put it one on itself, on the other knife. Amar Avila Amar Shmuel Loshona El Haver Shem Nunisa Avalachad Da Aser Mechal De Mashchezes Afilu Haver Shem Nunisa Aser. So some of the versions are more Lachumra, some of them are more Lakula. Period. Man Tana Dibim Mashchezes Aser. Who is the opinion that holds that with any Mashchezes is Aser? Amar Avchizda Delok Rabbi Yehuda. That's against Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, who says in the Brisa, the Tosefta in Megillah, Ain bin Yantif l'Shabbos ela ochel nefesh bilvad. The only difference between Shabbos and Yantif is ochel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda mater af machshiri ochel nefesh, and Rabbi Yehuda allows even the preparatory stages for ochel nefesh. This is Rabbi Yehuda's shita discussed here, discussed in Masechah Shabbos and elsewhere. He always allows machshirim by mila, rather than the issue of machshiri mila, but also here machshiri ochel nefesh. So he would argue on all of this discussion because sharpening a knife is machshiri ochel nefesh. So he would say that is all mutter. Amalei Rav Rav Chizda, Darshinan Mishimcha Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. They said in your name, Rav said Rav Chizda, I heard in your name that Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei, see he answers. Yehei Rava, the Kolki Hani Mili Mal Yusa Tidrusha Mishmai. Halavai, all great statements like this you should darshin in my name. Meaning, it's great, it's wonderful. I'm so glad you said that because that is what I hold. The problem is we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. This Gemara sounds like, he's so happy. He's so happy that we passed like Rabbi Yehuda. So the question is, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. If you look at Tosfos earlier, Tosfos we had a week ago, Tosfos Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, he asked this question. Tosfos on the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. How could our Gemara sound like we passed like Rabbi Yehuda? We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosfos there says, well, maybe that's what's going to come up in a few lines from now, and that is, we don't pass like him publicly. What's called Halacha Vein Morin Kane. We pass like him privately. But publicly, we wouldn't pass like him. One answer, or then Tosfos there gives another answer. Maybe there's a different types of machshiri ochel nefesh. Either way, but that's a question of psak. But meikar right there, we generally do not paskin machshiri ochel nefesh. Amar of Nechemya, that could have been done before Yantif. That could have been done, right? That was the chiluk we had at the beginning. Tosfos mentioned the beginning of the parak on Daf Chaf Gimel. Machshiri ochel nefesh is a chiluk between efsher and efsher lasos and meir of Yantif. Amar of Nechemya, Breder of Yosef. Havikim nakameh de Rava. I was in front of Rava. Vayaka ma'aver l'sakina apuma didikula. He was sharpening his knife on the palm tree. V'yamri lei l'chadeta ka'avin mar o l'haver shamnunisa. I asked him, why are you doing that? Is that to sharpen your knife or to get off the fats? It's just to get off the fats. But I saw that wasn't true. I saw he was actually sharpening his knife. And he held halacha vein morin kein. He yelled that Maker didn't like Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter. But he held ein morin kein. That we don't pass in that way publicly, and that's why he didn't tell me, beferish, that was mutter. V'yomer Abaya, similarly, havikim nakami demar, v'havikom ma'aver sakina, asafta derechaya. Abaya says, I was in front of mar, which is usually rabba, on the edge of a mill. V'amri le lachadda kaboy mar, v'havar shamnu nisa. Why are you doing this? V'yomer li lachavar shamnu nisa. And he told me the lesser reason, to get off the fence. V'chazisi ledaiti de lachadda kaboy, I saw he was lying. V'kasavar alachavein morin kain. That's what I saw. Interesting that halacha has such a concept. You would say if it's mutter, it's mutter. No, but halacha realizes that sometimes, even though something is mutter, people might run with it. And people might take it to the next step. If they hear A is mutter, they'll just go to B. And therefore, some things are not meant to be darshaned publicly. Certain halachas, like just as an example, again, not a perfect example, but last week when the Mishnah discussed in terms of showering on Yontif. So that is a issue that a Rav always has to be very careful about in terms of keeping what is mutter, the limitations of the heterim, and people not going overboard. Because that's a perfect example of something, of a slippery slope that could be used. If somebody gets a little heter based on the Mishnah, chafal from a base, one might go even further. But that's might be an example of a halacha of Ein Morin Kein type of halacha. Ibai lo vaiter. So we discussed sharpening the knife. What about ma'olaharos sakin l'chacham biyantif? What about just showing the knife? Showing the knife to a chacham. Why? There's a halacha in Yaradeya that the knife has to be perfectly sharp, and you want to show the knife to a chacham on yantif. What's the issue? Why would that be a problem of showing the knife on yantif? So at least four different suggestions in the Rishonim. What is the problem with showing the knife to a chacham? Rashi says right here, avsha milsa uvdin dechol. It's like a weekday type of activity. You show the knives on weekday. Right, that's the that's Rashi. Rashi says actually shechting. Okay, fine. That's mutar on yantif. But all of this of showing the knife, so that's more of uvdin the chol afsha milsha shedai to limkar beitzlis. Maybe people. It looks like you're getting the knife ready to sell things in the shuk. So that is shitas Rashi afsha milsa. Rambam says in Hilchas Yantif, no gzeira that if he tells you it's no good, you might come to sharpen it. That's assuming that it's also daraisa to sharpen it, maybe machshiri ochal nefesh that are not allowed. So the Rambam says, "Gzeira, gzeira." If you get the wrong answer, you might come to sharpen it. Others say maybe you might, it's like a gzeira shemi avirenu. You might bring it from chutz l'tchum, assuming there might be tchumin on yantif. And number three, the Baal Amar says tikkun. The Baal Amar quotes all the different days here. On Yud Dalam and Aleph and the Daf of Yerif, he says, "V'li nire riyasakin kriyas bechorhi shemeakeves hashchita v'nire kimesakin ukedonas adin." Remember we had last week Rashi about riyas bechor. It's tikkun. It's din. So the Baal Amar says the same thing here, showing the knife. So can you show the knife? That's the question. So Rav Bari, back to the Gemara, Rav Mari, Bereid Rav Bizna Shari, Rabban Anasri, for Rav Yosef Amr, Taman Chacham Ruah La'atzmo, Mashil Achirim, a Taman Chacham is allowed to see it himself. So you got to go through all the reasons. Why, according to Rashi, that fits in, right? Av Shemilsa. So if it's only in your own house, you're looking at it, that's not Uvda Dechol. If you say it's Gzeira, so maybe if you look at it yourself, you're not worried, because you're a Taman Chacham yourself. If it's Tikkun, that's a problem. If it's just for yourself, it should also be Tikkun, unless it doesn't have the status of a Psak. It's only for yourself? That's more difficult. V'yam Rav Yosef, sakin sha'amda, a sakin that stopped working, it dulled. Mutar l'chaz d'biyantiv, it's still usable, it's just not as sharp as it could be, that's okay. Beforehand, what were we talking about? If it was mamish, not usable. But if it's just dulled a little and it's usable, that's okay. Vani mili, the Bach takes out who? The paska agav duchka, right? If it works, if you really push it down hard, then it would still be okay to sharpen it a little bit. The only problem with sharpening it is if it's totally dulled, that would not be allowed. What if you have a type of item that's usually used for cooking that got bent out of shape? A knife that got a pagam. Or a shvod, a spit that became bent. Or the oven totally fell in. So you basically have to fix all of these items. They're not usable in the way that they are right now. Are you allowed to fix those on yantif? That's the machlokas. The Tanya says you're not allowed to fix them because that's called machshirei ochol nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda matar av machshirei ochol nefesh. That's the machlokas. One of their svaris, we've had some of this before, my time at the Tanakama. Why does the Tanakama hold that you're not allowed to do any machshir yochol nefesh? Amarkra, hu levado, yasa lachem, hu velo machshirav. Rabbi Yehuda, amarkra, lachem, lachol tzarcheichem, including machshirei, including preparatory stages. What does each one do with the other one's pasik? For Tanakama, haksiv lachem, amalacha, hahu lachem, below the nachrim. You're not allowed to cook for non-Jews on yantif. Not let cook for an on yantif. V'idach nami, or do malacha. Or do malacha for an anju on yantif. V'idach nami, aksiv hu. Amalacha, aksiv hu, v'ksiv lachem. V'lo kasha, this is within Rabbi Yehuda. Kan, machshirin, she'ef shalasosim erev yantif. Kan, machshirin, she'ef shalasosim erev yantif. And that's what we seem to paskin. Within Rabbi Yehuda, the limited Rabbi Yehuda. Machshiri yachon nefesh, that are impossible to do on erev yantif, that you're allowed to do on yantif. Period. Finishing up, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shvot Shenirtzaf, Asla Sakla B'Yantif. A spit, again, that gets bent out of shape, you're not allowed to fix it on Yantif. Rashi said it's Tircha Yaseira. Right? Even though that couldn't, if it happened on Yantif. Right? You can't. Pshita, you didn't have a choice, but still you can't. Pshita, Lotzricha, Davagad, Demifshe B'Yadeh, even if you can fix it with your hands. Even if sometimes things break on Shabbos or Yantif and we like just bend it back into shape. We have to be very careful. Makim epatish, about bending things back into shape on yantif, because if it's not usable in the way it is, it could be that's an isser of tikkun. To be very careful about those halachas on Shabbos or yantif. V'yamar avi namar Shmuel, shpochet salu bo baser, asal taltal b'yantif. If you have a spit that you used to roast meat, and now it's disgusting, you're not allowed to move it on yantif, it becomes muksa. So muksa makmas mius. Rav Adabar Ava, Amar of Malkiyo, Shomto Manicha Makaren Savas. No, you're allowed to pick it up. You're allowed to pick it up, Rashi says, in an unusual way, what's called Tiltum and Atzad, and move it away. And Amar of Chiyah Barashi, Amar of Unavushiesh, Allah of Kizayis Basar. Only if it still has a little piece of meat on it. That's when it's not muksa yet. Ravina amar avabi she'ein boka lav kizbasar. No, my heter was even if it doesn't have a meat, you'll have to move it in an indirect way. Mutl tatzlo midi dahavia kos pirshas arabim. Just like we have anything else dangerous in the street, there's no isurim of muksa. So here too, this is dangerous. You have this spit; it's going to get somebody's going to get hurt. So you're allowed to. You're allowed to move it. Amr Efkin the Braider of Ika, Shvod, Shvachos, Vagumus of Malkiyo, Blurius, Afer Makla, the Gvina of Malkiyo. Right, we have six statements in Shas. Three from Ramalkiyo and three from Ramalkiyo. And how do you know which says, who says what? So Rav Chinna has his list, and Rav Papa Amar, a different list. Masnisa no Masnisa, anything, this, out of the six items, the three that are based on Tanaidic, statements, Ramalkiyo, Shmaitzev is based on a statement of the Amoram Ramalkiyo, and the difference is one of them switches in these rules. Vesimanech, Masnisa, and Malkasa, and the way that you remember is all Mishnais is Malkisa, right? That's what Rav Papa said. Rav Malkiyo, it symbolizes the king, so all Mishnais are from there. May binayu, igibanao shvachos. Shvachos, the case, we didn't go into the other five cases. Shvod is us. A shvod, a spit that gets ruined. But the other five are mentioned in Rashi from other places in Shas. Tosfos and the Rashba just deal with the fact of it loses its shame kli when it becomes disgusting. It's still a kli. So why should it be us to move? Right, it's a big chiddush. The Rashba points out, and Tosfos points out. But Tosfos, that's what you have to say. Somehow, once you use it, Tosfos says, "Ein kan Torah's kli olav." It loses its shame kli after you use it and become disgusting. But that's a chiddush. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue towards the end of the third parak tomorrow's daf.